Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Well, hi, Cheryl. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
This is David with Dolph Angel Stealth. Hey, I
What was
got a
that?
couple work orders here. This is David with Dolph Angel Stealth out of Green Bay. I've talked to you a few times.
You might have
I have
talked
two
to
work
the
orders.
other Cheryl. It's two of us.
Oh, there is 2 years. Okay. I'm sorry. We have two work orders that the jobs the guys went up today, they couldn't do.
Okay, what's the first one?
I'll give you the first one. It's 07828 C as in cat 65 for Jeanette Owens in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin.
07828 C as in Charlie 65. Okay, for Jeanette
07828
Owens
C.
at 929 Jefferson Place.
Yes.
All right.
The Best Buy guys ordered her a industrial range, not a regular range for a house. It's an industrial fan hood.
I know she
So,
was not happy.
in order, oh no, she was not. But anyways, they ordered an industrial one, and to have an industrial one in, you have to do a lot of different stuff. So I told the guys just leave. We're not doing it. Because you need to add separate power and everything for that one. So those guys left. So I need a trip charge added. We're bringing that range hood back tomorrow morning. They are. We have circumstances why I had to go up there and drive 3 hours there and back and pull them out because they got dumped. Green Bay got no snow, but up there they got over 8 inches of snow dumped and they got stuck. So instead of paying $350 to get a tow truck, I just drove up there and got them and pulled them out. But
Okay.
anyways, that one needs a trip charge added, and there's another one that needs a trip charge added. The guy has, there's
Okay,
a
well,
picture
one
on that
moment,
one
let
that
me
I
do
see.
this one.
Yep, I'll take that. Just so I can write the mileage down for Chris so he's got them, that we were there, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It was a crazy day today. I'm making phone calls. I'm done making phone calls now. And it's 7 o'clock my time right now.
Okay.
Usually I'm done by 5. Oh. That one, we took the old fan out. They put the old fan out and they had to put the other one back in. Right away because she wanted a fan of the light.
So they put the new fan or the old fan back?
Nope, the old fan back up. Well, it was an exchange for her. The new one she didn't like because when you looked underneath, she's all she could see, they had a filter that went over the fan and that's it. So you could see all the other crap in there. She didn't like it because she's a shorter lady. And when she cooks, she looks up and all she can see is ugly. That's the way she explained it.
Okay.
But they ordered an industrial hood for her. And you can't put an industrial hood in a residential because you need to totally reduct work, different duct work and everything. Notes on this one. Being returned following policy. Does not perform or fit. Huh. Well, fit in there because they got pictures of it on there, but let's see. Yeah. Her problem is you can see everything underneath it. I don't know if
Right.
you pull up pictures, you can see what she's talking about. I understand by looking at the pictures. I mean, she's short and she looks up and all you see is an ugly thing and one vent hood, that's it. So their thing was order a full vent across, but when the guy ordered it from the store, they ordered her an industrial one that needed an outlet box put in before you can't just take her, the one that her existing power, and put it to it. I don't know if it makes any sense. Probably not, but I kind of know. Doing this 12 years, I know what people are talking about. So I need a trip charge added on that work order. I didn't close out the uninstall complex appliance. I mean, you could probably do that, but they pulled that one, a new hers down, and put the old one back up again because it didn't fit, and they never closed it out of the store. Nice. How do you like that? Better close that out.
Okay. So put that on there, and that out.
Unless you want to pay me to pay them to do their old one back up, which they completely obviously.
Okay. Oh well. And now,
that's the only thing that messes up today. That's not bad.
Okay, David. And what's the next one?
The other one is for 07847166. And that 07, one they did 8, right.
07166.
Correct. For Jerome Murdoch, Murdoch on Orchard Lane in Sister Bay.
Right, 2309. And now what's wrong with this one?
That one, if you look at the pictures, the water valve is right behind his old dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And they can't put the new one that he ordered in there because it's a flat bottom, so he needs an open bottom dishwasher. Otherwise, it would have stuck out like 2 inches. And he did not want that because it was his cabinet drawer went open. But I know if you look at the photos, there's one on there, and it shows a valve right behind it. I'm like, oh, hey, good guys.
Okay. And so they took the unit back.
Yep, they're going back to the store tomorrow morning with the range hood.
Okay.
They were about everything back today, but like I said, I had to run up there and get them pulled out because we were doing a job. They were doing a job at the yacht club up there, and there's hills. You had to go down into a bowl and go uphill to get out, and they couldn't get out with the vans because there was 8 inches of snow. They got dumped on. And I didn't know it was supposed to snow up there today neither, so it was kind of weird. But when they told me the story, and I'm like, oh, boy, and then I had to drive up there to get them out. Otherwise, it was $350 to get the tow truck there. I said, I'll fill up my truck. It cost me $120. I'll come and get you.
Gas is expensive right now.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that, dear. My bill went up from, I'm yelling at Chris already. What are we going to do? Everybody else is adding surcharges, and we can't. I don't know why. Because every company's adding surcharges right now of gas because of the price. And it doubled for me, for us up here, because it was $2 and something a gallon only.
Ooh, $2 and some. I ain't seen that in a long time, David.
Yeah, that was up here for a little while. And then it went, now it's $4.29 a gallon. It's like crazy. It costs you over $100 to fill a van up every day. Well, I filled my truck up, but I had half a tank, and it cost me $89 to fill half a tank up. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. When I left today, I'm like, no way. This is not going to happen. Like, I was talking, I just got on the phone with Chris, and I said, we got to figure out something here, because all these long, because I cover a big, big area. And I can go 100 and 200 miles one way and all the way down to the other side of the state. Northeast Wisconsin's like, whoa. We're going to start
so they're going to need an open-bottom dishwasher due to the water valve. Okay.
Yep. I put that on the work order for you already, I think. It's on there. Well, we need a trip charge added so Chris can pay me for the mileage to go up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I put it on a open bomb dishwasher, returned back to store 28. But yeah, the customer didn't even know neither. This is why I don't like all these new young kids that came in. Because all the older guys I trained and told them, ask questions if they're in Highland. Got some open bottom or something because 90% of them don't work. But now they got all the young bucks. They got rid of a guy that's been there 15 years that I knew worked with Foley, and he's gone. I'm like, oh, no. You know, all the stories up here, I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
you guys get rid of experience.
They can get rid of it. They can get rid of the experience because they don't have to pay as much for the young guys that's just coming in. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
a lot
the bad
of
thing is,
like, she's
so bad. No bad. I hear all I hear is bad reviews on right now on Best Buy customers.
Oh, of course. If you go out there and look at their reviews, they are not pretty.
No, and it's like, and then a lot of times they push it on us installers. See, it's our fault.
Oh, they try.
But
not
fault.
With me.
But,
not
you know,
with
crazy.
Me. They don't get away with that.
Oh, yeah.
Not,
the, well,
and
Best
unless you blame
cry.
The guys for something y'all did.
Yeah. Well, it's like I told Chris. I said before all this new way they worded the things now for the customers to take the survey, they got to be careful because if they don't answer them right, we get a detractor, and it's always on us. This installers. I said, I used to be 100% out of eight months out of the whole year. I'd be 100%. And now I'm lucky if I get 1 or 2 months in my head. I can't even get over 100% right now. And if you look at the reviews that they say, it's not us. But when they answer the question, they get that minus 100 or zero. So it reflects on us.
It reflects
how
on
do you
y'all.
Expect us
if
to get
they're
ahead?
Mad at Best Buy. But it, or Home Depot,
yeah.
But when they do the survey,
yep.
It reflects you because y'all are the ones
yep.
That send the survey out.
Yep, it's like I tell the customers that you need a college degree and a bachelor's degree on top of that to figure out these questions.
Well, I just sent that information over. Is
okay.
There anything else I can do for you, David?
Nope. You have a good evening. I got to take this phone call. They're calling in for a customer.
All right.
Thank you,
David, for calling us here at XPO.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
So you're going to add those trip charges and all that for me?
I sent them over because the order was, you know, where the tech went in and did the work he did. It cancels it out,
right.
So I'm not able to put it in, but I did submit
I
the request.
I always
to be
cancel
added.
Them out. I don't know why. But
yeah,
I need to get added so I can pay for the mileage to go up there that we did. So I need to get
right.
paid something.
So I did
all
send
right.
it
thank
over
you.
For payment. You're welcome. Anything
all
else,
right.
David?
Have a... Nope, we're good to go.
All right. Well, thank you
all
so
right.
much
thank
for
you.
Giving us
have
a call
good evening.
Here
be safe.
At XPO. You too, David. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.